Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Oh my God, guys. Okay, by the way, I'm sorry.
We have to just get to it.
I got too excited. Oh my God. I looked away. Sorry, John. I just got excited. And the time has come. Okay?
It has.
It is here. It is here. Our merch store is not dead. It's not under the water. What is it, John?
It's alive. Oh. It's available.
A few moments later.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were going
to
keep going.
You have to go to our show notes for the link. Yes. We're really excited about it, right? We've partnered with TeePublic. Yeah. It's cool.
It's really cool. You'll hear more about it, too, on Sunday's episode because we're going to blow it all out. But this is the first announcement about it. We gave it to our... We announced it to our Patreon fans the other day.
Yes.
Because as Patreon members, they get first access to merchandise, live tickets, all types of things whenever we do live shows again. And so, yeah, this is it, guys. To our main listeners, our merch store is live. You can click, like Darren said, the link in our show notes. Our designs are amazing, if I do say so myself.
They were designed by Mama Bear herself. And, you know, we've got our cool logo. Me. I'm a sussy radish, if you know, you know. Shh, I'm listening to Shaken and Disturbed. This one particularly hits me and John personally. It says, I like Shaken and Disturbed, my true crime shows, and like three people. Which is generous, because I think it's really one or two people.
It's two at most. Three was being sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, three was being sweet. And murder shows are my happy place, which has a really funny, like, smiley face killer, like, shitty little, a happy face, which I like. But you know what? Mommy Bear. Ew, it's so weird to call you mommy.
It's weird. I don't know if we want to go with that. Mommy Bear?
Mommy Bear. Design.
I mean, I'm kind of a bear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a daddy bear and you're a mommy bear.
That's true.
Daddy Bear and Mommy Bear went to TeePublic and got their t-shirts.
Maybe your daddy... Wait, I'm Mommy Bear. You're like Daddy Cat.
Oh, Daddy Cat.
Like Daddy Cat?
Daddy Cat. Daddy
did we
cat
just come up
great...
with new merch ideas yeah, right now on the
we?
Spot?
I'm a Daddy Cat and you're a Mommy Bear.
Mommy Bear.
Mommy
oh, God.
Bear.
We're going to go. I have a feeling this is going to stick. But
well, the good thing about this merch, though, right, John, is like it doesn't have to just be a t-shirt, right?
This is precisely why we took so long, because we wanted to find a great partner that would help us make the most merch in the quickest ways, essentially. And also make sure that it was, you know, high quality. You might have seen a couple of weeks ago, we posted some pictures of some shirts that we were working on. So we found this amazing company, TeePublic. And basically, all of those designs that we just mentioned, you can have put on whatever you want. T-shirts, hoodies, notebooks, mugs, stickers.
Your body.
Pillows.
If you want to get a Shaken Disturbed tattoo, you can't get it at TeePublic, but that doesn't mean we're not going to support it.
And it's your body, your choice. So you can put whatever you want on it.
No,
you know?
John, it's not that. It's my body. It's your body, my choice. That's how I do it.
Here on the show, yes, that's true.
Here on the show, but Mommy Bear's body is Daddy Cat's choice. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
That's
what
it.
Have I done? What
that's
have
it.
I walked into?
There it is. There it is.
I do want to say, though, I mentioned this on Sunday's episode, is that I really want the phone case.
I want the phone case or the pop socket. And like, that's also to your point about this stuff is like, we can also take fan submissions.
100%. Like, you know? You guys think of something that you would like to see on a t-shirt or a notebook or a pillow or a tote.
Any design.
Like, let us know. We'll make
anything that we say. Anything that Daddy Cat says, because we know Mommy Bear doesn't have her shit together. Anything Daddy Cat says.
Oh, my God.
We can put. I need a shirt that says Daddy Cat. I'm sorry. It's happening. I mean, it has to happen.
I'm just going to make that for you nonetheless. No, Kenny, but
my birthday. Yeah. My birthday
that's
is on
right,
Tuesday.
Your birthday's coming up. That's true.
Tuesday. So.
Tuesday.
Nope. Daddy Cat. Okay.
I hope you get your gift.
34. Daddy Cat is 34. Yes, we really appreciate. We've been teasing this for so long
I know.
We just wanted to. We wanted to throw it in. We had to just make an announcement. I had to interrupt I had to interrupt your normal broadcasting for this. We really appreciate you guys being patient as we launch this. We needed to find the right people to kind of do it. And as an independent podcast, it's kind of all up to us. So thank you again. And thank you to John for making this happen. Thank you to Mommy Bear for making this happen.
You're so welcome, Daddy Cat.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Let's move on.
There's something about you being like, Daddy Cat. Daddy Cat.
Let's go ahead and move on.
I got home last night. I was traveling to LA for a wedding.
I was gonna
remember
say,
Alex?
Just in LA? Yeah, of course. I love Alex.
Diaz.
Yeah.
So he got married Saturday, and it was out in Santa Ynez, which was great. But it's like you fly to LA, then you have to drive 2.5 hours to get there. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. I would do anything for him. It was a beautiful venue. Not complaining about that at all.
Sure.
I went there Friday. Supposed to come back Sunday. And I was just like, you know what? With the drive, what if I get caught in traffic? As we all know, LA traffic
is. Right.
So I was like, I don't want to rush. Like, let me come back Monday.
Sure.
After I finish my show.
Okay.
Fine. It was like a 2:50 flight out of LAX.
Okay.
Made it in time. I'm the type of person that like gets to the airport because I'm TSA pre-check 10 minutes before we board.
Got it. Okay.
I don't check bags.
You live life on the edge. Go ahead.
I live life on the edge. I'm talking to Nadine. I'm doing that. I run into one of my old best friends from high school who's on the flight with her baby daughter and husband. And we're like sitting like similar aisles, which is really nice. I normally like an aisle. I get a window. Neither here nor there. The trip coming back from LA to New York is only like a 4.5 hour flight. It's really not that bad.
Yeah.
So... you know, you're on the flight and it's like departure 2:50, but you know that that means like 3:15, right?
Mm-hmm,
like no one ever departs like exactly.
No
when,
one ever
you know,
does. No.
The guy
especially
comes on
LAX,
he's like,
by the way.
Especially LAX. And they're like, we have a mechanic coming on fixing one of the chairs.
No,
and I was like, no worries. It's okay. We ended up flying out at like 3:15.
Okay,
fine.
Good.
We're making great time. Okay. It's Monday night.
Oh, I know where we're going with this.
Mama has work. Okay.
Sure.
Now, granted, keep in mind, I'm a single person who didn't check bags and I just have to go home because I want to sleep. My high school friend is married with her husband and has a 1-year-old fucking child and definitely checked bags.
Okay.
I'm just giving perspective of me being a baby right now.
When you say you don't have a check bag, you mean like you brought just like your one carry-on. That's all you needed.
I brought a carry-on, a backpack and a carry-on. Like, because I don't have to wait after the flight. When I'm off the flight, I'm off the flight.
Of course. I love that. Are you sitting next to the friend and the 1-year-old?
No, but I'm sitting one row away.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So So we land. We're supposed to land at like 11:15.
I don't like that. I'm getting hives. Keep going.
Just supposed to land at 11:15. It's even worse than you imagine. In my mind, it's worse. I'm sure people have horrible stories.
But wait a minute. You departed at 3:15. You were going to land at 11:15. So that's
3-hour difference.
Got it.
Yep, got it.
Can you tell
you're
I don't fly
to
LA that often?
Yeah, up to date, sweetie.
Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so we land early at like 10:50 p.m.
So far, I'm loving everything that you're telling me.
I'm loving it too.
I don't even smell a problem.
And I'm like, it's New York City on a Monday night. I can get to Gramercy where I live in 30 minutes.
30 minutes from JFK, yeah.
I'm on the east side.
Yeah, easy.
Breeze.
That's one little bridge. That's one little bridge. Maybe even a tunnel.
I had Wi-Fi on the flight. I finished in New York. I was feeling great. Okay, John? We land. And of course, you know, like you land on the runway. Then it has to kind of, you know,
taxi
or whatever to the gate. We land and we're just sitting there. So we're sitting on the runway for like 20 minutes, which isn't unheard of. But it's frustrating because you can't stand up and you're there. Like you see it outside. Like you see freedom.
And let me ask you this. Sometimes when they've landed too, they won't turn the air on. Like the air stops working.
And that was it too. And so I'm just like, I'm getting claustrophobic because I'm getting so anxious about trying to get off this fucking flight. And they're not saying anything. Pilot eventually comes on after 20 minutes and he's like, our gate, he's like, due to weather, blah, 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 blah. We arrived a little bit early. Our gate isn't ready, but I see them trying to close the gate now. It should only be a few more minutes. Fine. Fine. I'm not crazy.
Sure.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah.
And then a few moments later.
A few moments later.
Or.
A few moments later. Either one works.
Yes.
Another 30 minutes we're sitting
there. Oh my God.
It's midnight at this point, Monday night. You know, my friend's with her kid. Like, it's just like, he gets on, he's like, oh, they're going to move us to a different gate.
So you're saying it's been essentially like 50 minutes at this point now?
50 minutes at this point after we've landed and stopped. Oh my God. 50 minutes, and they haven't let off the seatbelt sign because you can't stand when they're taxiing, you know? You can only stand when they're like parked at the thing. Finally, we go to the other gate.
Well,
takes about 10 minutes to get over there.
Moments later.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes to get over there. Then we're like, we finally get hooked on to, let you know, like the plane stops and he does the seatbelt thing. So we're like, great. You know, like this is happening. Freedom.
What? Now what?
Freedom. We stand up. You know, we're all like in the aisle, like waiting for it. And
people
it's like
are
no
clapping,
one is,
you know.
Yeah. Like no one's moving. Like it's been a few minutes where it's like, okay, it takes a few minutes for people. I mean, roll like 30. It takes a while.
I
see no one moving.
Okay.
Pilot comes on.
Hold on.
A few moments later.
Uh-huh.
Pilot comes on. He's like, the airport is understaffed and we don't have a guy to put the whatever it is, the gate. Channel thing, whatever the fuck it
the
is.
Connector to
the connector
staircase
thing.
Airway.
And you know, it's like, it's union, so like certain people can do it. It's not just like we can go out and grab it.
I was
going
to say, like, I can
we
do
wait
that.
Another 20.
A few moments later.
20 minutes.
You're fucking kidding. You're
I'm like
fucking kidding me.
The woman behind me, she sees me on my phone, like, writing at Delta. I'm like, no, no, no. She's like, are you tweeting at them? Are you doing that? And I was like, absolutely, yes. I'm doing this. I was like, even though it's not Delta's fault, right? It's JFK's fault. It's like, they knew we were coming in for six
for
hours.
For many hours, yeah.
And I finally get off, and I'm like, the way that they do, like, the ride shares now at JFK, it's just kind of like, you have to go into your own area. I looked. It was $150 on a lift to get home.
I'm sorry. Did you just say $150?
$150.
And by the way,
Uber
this is
was $100.
This is maybe 10 miles at the very most, right?
Honestly, I'm used to paying $80. That is the airport fee.
Okay.
$80. But not in an Uber. And so then I'm finally waiting for the Uber. Then there's traffic. I didn't get home until like 2 a.m.
You're kidding me.
After landing at 11.
Oh my God.
So I was just, anyway, I had to take the top of the show.
To really get that out?
To vent about this. It felt like I was in my own episode of Survivor. Like,
yeah.
Granted, they starve on Survivor and they have to drag ladders through the water, but have you ever sat on a runway for an hour and a half after landing in your city? Have you? Because when you haven't, it felt my struggle.
I've had that happen to me before. I don't think it was here in the city, but I just looked it up, and I won't reveal exactly where you live, but point A to point B, it's about 10 miles, but through all the different highways it takes to get from JFK to the east side, 16 miles. Nonetheless, if you've landed at 11 p.m. and you're not getting home until 2 in the morning,
that's unbelievable.
Wrong.
And I texted my high school friend, and I was like, I hope you guys got home okay. And she was like, we had to wait another hour for our bags.
Oh my God.
I mean, death.
What?
There's literally nothing worse than that. Like, there's nothing worse than
that. And here's the thing, like, you know, without getting into the politics behind the labor shortage that a lot of industries are feeling.
Of course.
What? I mean, like you just made a great point. Like, you had
you knew we were coming.
For hours and hours and hours, not to mention, I'm sure this flight is in book. I don't know. To me, it's just like, I can't understand how there's not somebody there for hours to get these people off of a plane. Like, isn't that at the very least, like, customer service 101?
Safety? And, like, then you get us the new gate, and then the guy's not there to go do... It's just
too much.
Do all of you not communicate with each other? And I don't want to get added. Like, I'm not trying to get anyone lose their jobs.
Of course.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, get anyone fired. Like,
well, we can't lose any more people there.
Right. And it's like, yes, I know we're all just doing our best.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to vent my frustration. No, it's annoying. Very annoying and frustrating.
You're scaring me a bit because I'm going to Mexico in a couple of weeks for a friend's wedding, Jeff and Carla, who are big fans of the show.
And they have Smokey and Mittens.
They have Smokey and Mittens, that's right. And I have been worried about this because I've been hearing a lot of horror stories about flights getting canceled and, you know, labor shortages. And, like, obviously all of that is the world we live in these days. But, ugh, I'm just a little bit worried. But, yeah, you brought it up. I mean, at least in Survivor, they have a bag of rice. You didn't even have that.
I had nothing.
You had nothing. You didn't have rice. You
didn't have had an Oreo.
You didn't have.
I was hungry.
You didn't have an Applebee's catered dinner on the beachside like sometimes they do in
Survivor. How great was that episode?
Oh, my God. So good. We should just go right into it. I've caught up on Survivor. Darren cussed me out on last week's public episode. We're basically down to the final six. And without giving anything away, I'm really excited. I will say I'm actually super surprised that I liked this show as much as I have liked it, because whenever we had this little, you know, contest or whatever weeks ago, this poll, I was a little worried. I was like, Darren likes her stuff. I like my Marvel stuff. Like, I don't know that this is going to match up. But, you know, like, you know, our friend Dan, who we'll have on the show, I'm sure soon enough, that I work with, who does TV BFFs, who's a TV nerd. You know, he made the point, Darren, last week to me that you had less total runtime of television to watch. But I'll just say this. I don't mind it. I look forward to the episodes. That's the thing. It wasn't like I was just like leaving them behind. When I was catching up with them, you remember I was texting Darren you guys at like, I think it was like 1 a.m. I was like, I hope you're up on a Saturday night because I've got things to say.
Well, give me 2 minutes to just ask you a few fan questions.
Here we go.
And anyone can, you can skip over. I will literally just give it two minutes just because, like, I never get to talk about
it. No, I love it.
We're going to, if you are watching and you're not caught up to date with how it is, keep in mind this is going to be released on a Thursday. So this will not encompass Wednesday's episode this week.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. Were you surprised about High Andrea?
Yes.
Getting eliminated.
Hugely surprised by High, who is, here's the thing. He's a little
mad. I thought Romeo eating the rice was out.
Me too.
I was like, Romeo, you don't deserve
And also, let's be honest, Romeo, like they've said, hasn't really done a lot for the show. He hasn't won any competitions or anything. So when High, who's walking around as the Survivor super fan, and is telling people, you know, what they should or shouldn't do, and he's this mastermind, the whole time for episodes previous to that, I'm like, this is going to backfire. Because he's getting a little too much up in people's faces, and, you know, I think he might have backstabbed somebody. I forget, it's all a blur in my head, but earlier in the episode, or in the season, and I'm like, it's these guys like Romeo and Marianne who are just right in the middle. They're not an extreme over the top. They're not an extreme underperformer. They're right in the middle, and they're not the target. And that is exactly how I would play it. And let me tell you something. Am I going to audition to be on Survivor? 100% I'm going to do it.
I actually think that you should.
I'm going to. They probably won't because I work in television, cast me. But, Darren, imagine you and I on Survivor, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'd be so hungry and hangry. I mean, I can't even sit on a runway for an hour. Like, I would be.
I want to go on just to lose weight because clearly after not eating
well,
things for
weeks.
Well,
it's interesting to watch them, too, because this one, I think, is only, like, 26 days as opposed to 39.
Okay.
And so I can only imagine what the experience after 39. But, like, it's interesting dynamics at play because, like, I don't know, Jonathan's kind of bothering me. Even though Jonathan deserves to stay because he's winning a bunch of the comps, like, the weird thing about Survivor is the better you play sometimes, the sooner you get out. Like, you do create, you do make a target of yourself.
Sure.
But I asked Dre, so I get the pleasure of Wednesday night's the episode, Thursday morning at 11:45, I interview them. The interview was so fresh in my mind. Like, what I want to say is so fresh in my mind. So last week I interviewed Drea, and I love Drea. Drea was one of the people that
great.
I thought was going to win.
Me
and
too.
Then I want to ask you who you think is going to win right now where we are in the game.
Do you know?
I don't know who wins.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I want to put our guesses
In.
But I was interviewing Drea, asking her all about this, that, and the other. You know, you trusted Mike, and then you thought he had the idol, and then clearly they switched it on you, and which was a great twist, but I said to Drea, I go, you know, I never asked anyone this before, but I have to know because the elimination that Jonathan and Lindsay played, remember when all of the other ones abstained? Yeah. I said, why did you abstain? And she was like, honestly, at that point, I was so starving that I had no energy. She was like, I could not hold myself up. She was like, I was starving at that point. And I said, they don't really make, and I said this to Darren Goldberg, I was like, they don't play on the fact of how starving everyone really is.
Yeah.
They make it seem like, oh yeah, just another challenge. It's like, these people haven't eaten in 6 days. Like, so I asked her, I go, when you got eliminated from Survivor, what was the first thing you ate?
Yeah.
And like, it was little, she goes, she asked her PR rep, she goes, can I say? And the PR rep was like, yeah. And she goes, I had a Caesar salad, a triple cheeseburger, a side of bacon, 4 margaritas, 3 shots. And she just went and she was like, I got crunk. And I was like,
that's amazing.
You are my hero. She goes, full chaliced Applebee's, like margaritas. And I was like, Drea, just like live your life.
Absolutely.
Live your life.
And by the way, making it to the, what I think she was like 7th overall, like that's pretty amazing.
And her going out when she just like ruined everyone's game was like, Drea,
I was like,
you.
There was some of this stuff going on. I was like, there's no way that they're going to actually do this, are they? They're not going to actually get rid of Drea. And she had all those advantages. And I'm like, she's going to win. Like, she's found things. She's won things.
That's why they vote her out, though. Because they knew if she were to top three, she would win it based on the jury vote.
Yeah.
Okay, right now, where we are, you have to put your money on the... You have to put our Patreon month's money on the line.
Everyone's contributions to the show.
Who are you betting to win? And then we can move on, because I know.
Yeah, maybe we can keep going. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. It's literally anyone's game. I don't feel like there's a dominant person who's showing that they have some kind of advantage in this game. I'll tell you who I hope will win. I love Marianne so much, and I love Mike so much.
I love Mike. Did you find Marianne not annoying in the beginning?
A little bit in, like, the first episode, but she has really, truly grown on me, and, like, I just like her personality. She seems like somebody
nice.
I would love to laugh with and, you know, gab around with. Mike, Hoboken, firefighter, he has my heart in every single way. And I like the older, sometimes those like older guys that are out there doing fun stuff like this that you might not think they would do well in. And now he's in the top six or whatever. And I do have a special place for Jonathan. I mean, he's playing the game a little bit.
You just like his body, Don.
Well, let me tell you something. What did I tell you? What did I
tell
you?
Like, the guy could kill a man on air and you'd be like, but his body.
His body.
And
I'd be like, but he's such a nice guy. He looks like Thor. This man's body, there was a challenge. I think this is the one you were just talking about. They had to balance their feet on this pole, like up on a pole, and they had to, I'm trying to visualize for the listeners, hold on to
like a bar like behind their, them. But they couldn't take their hands off of the bar behind them. So their hands had to be elevated the whole time. And just to give you a visual, it's like all the blood drains. So you're really using your muscles. And then the beam that you're sitting on, this guy probably has what, like size 14 shoe.
I have no idea. I don't even.
Is like, I don't know, 2 inches wide, 2 inches thick, maybe? It's tiny, like what they're standing on.
What are you talking about here exactly, just to be 100%
talking about the beam.
The beam. Okay, sorry, 2 inches and tiny. I didn't know where we were going with this show. It was. Like,
I wasn't looking at you in the mirror when I said that, John.
Yes, it was like extremely hard to stand on. Okay, we're getting into a lot of weird things, but let me tell you something. He's shirtless. He's holding on to this bar.
He melts.
His forehand and his butt. I was like, this man. This is on CBS. This seems like something you should be paying for. Is this OnlyFans Survivor Edition? I mean,
did I pay this Patreon?
Did I pay
Survivor?
Did I pay $9.99 a month to see this? So I want to say what I texted you the other day, because I think it's.
I think I just ignored it, and I was like, I'm not dealing with this, John. Like, I was like, I can't talk to you about strategy because you're just like, but his body, and I'm like, no, I want strategy.
It's just I want to say I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. It's just shocking how good he is at everything. His body is almost too much for me. I had to look away because I was so thirsty.
Yep, that's correct. That was a direct.
You said, ha ha, John, dead laughing, LOL. I said, like, how are people made like that? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. But anyway, Survivor's really fun. I think it would be really fun if listeners got into next season, now that we're hyping this up, because I'm probably going to end up watching next season too.
Can I also say who I, if I were to put my money on, who
yeah,
I think
oh, yeah,
is going to win?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I think the best person right now that has the best, and I want Mike to win, Jersey
sure.
Dad,
yeah.
love that.
Right.
I think it's Omer.
You think he's going to win? I kind of forgot about him. Yeah, he's good at playing
because
both
you
sides.
Forget about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone likes him. And he's very smart and strategic. Mm-hmm. And he was the one who told Mike about Treya going for the idol.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
Mike gave, you know,
yeah.
he's just in a lot of pockets. And I think he's not hated by anyone.
Right.
Like, the thing about Jonathan is, like, Jonathan wins everything. Right?
Yes.
So he's a target.
No, he is.
And he's not a great strategist.
No,
so,
he's not.
And him having the attitude is just like, it's going to put you on the target list.
Eventually.
So, anyway, that was a Survivor talk. I know it was longer than 2 minutes, but... Every week, now that John has finally a cop, I'm just going to ask him like one or two questions. So
I love it. Thank you for doing that. We need to get to the breaking news. I was trying to get to at the beginning of it. We got sidetracked. Guys, Taco Bell Mexican Pizza is back at Taco Bell. I've actually.
And Dolly Parton is writing a musical for TikTok based
on Taco Bell. I saw that.
FYI.
By the way, everything I love in one thing, Dolly Parton, Taco Bell, TikTok, we're
absolutely, in. Absolutely.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that I went to Taco Bell recently and the nacho fries are gone. The best, in my opinion, they're the best item in my opinion because they're not heavy. You don't need to worry about what meat is going into it. They're just delicious ass fries.
Different than the Fiesta potatoes.
I'm going to say yes. Now you got me thinking.
Up. Got him thinking.
Listen, they're just a different, it's a different thing. When you're getting Fiesta potatoes, you're in a different mindset than when you're eating nacho fries.
I see. So it's about the person who's ordering and their mood.
Where they are in life, where they are spiritually, sexually, you know, everything.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. By the way, one last thing before we wrap up today.
Oh.
I'm really excited to announce here on the show that... I have acquired a birthday gift for you.
For which year?
For this year.
Okay.
And I want you to know that I will be either hand delivering it to you at some point when I'm in New York or mailing it to you in a timely fashion.
Oh, great. So I'll never see it. Okay. So okay. It's my 39th birthday gift.
Yes. I bought your birthday gift for 17,000 years from now. I just want to let you know I'm really impressed with my birthday gift picking out skills. But
well, let me just say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the outline, it says a listener sent me a link and I had to get it. Yeah. So I know. But are you trying to take credit?
No. In fact, that's what I was getting at is like by when I say that, I mean I listen to the listeners who have a better eye for this stuff than I do.
They care more.
That's right. And I will say I recently gave a shout out to my friend Amanda here on the show. And she said thank you to everybody who was wishing her well. She had just gotten over a surgery. She's the one that sent me a link to something. Yeah. And she was like, you should. Oh, I almost gave something away. She basically said, you should get this for Darren. And I thought, not only am I going to get that for her. Oh, I'm going to give. Okay. I don't want to give it away. There's a whole thing around this gift. You're going to know once you get it, but I will make sure you get it.
I mean, obviously.
Do you have any... What do you think it is based on...
I love it. You were like, you're going to know what it is as soon as you open it. It's like...
I can't see when I close my eyes. Right. It's like one of those things.
Oddly, I can't see anymore
it's
if I'm
weird.
Sleeping.
I go blind when I close my eyes. What's going on with me?
Well, obviously, it's something that I've talked about before. Like, I could see it being like... Mm-hmm. I could see it being like a fun book. I would want to say normally it's a game, but we all know that the Taco Bell game you gave me. So it's like, would you get me 2 games?
Well, I mean,
could be a Seinfeld thing.
Here's the Taco Bell game in the Zoom.
Yeah, it's not in my possession. Just it's for everyone looking at home.
Dust, quite frankly.
Still not here. Yeah, it's collecting dust. Great.
Okay, so if you had to guess one thing, maybe this is the fun thing we do now. You have to guess each week what it is, even though your birthday is next week, I think.
Is it a Gucci coat?
It is not a Gucci coat.
Then you don't want it.
You gotta
go. It's trash. No, thank you.
All right. If anyone listening has ideas, put them in our Patreon comments. And Amanda, if you know, obviously don't guess. I mean, you do know. I'm confirming.
Maybe artwork. That's my guess this week. Artwork.
Mm. Okay. Artwork is
so
not
I have to keep guessing each week until I get it, and then you're not going to confirm or deny if I get it wrong.
And then
right
I'll send
wrong,
it to you in
are.
December. Exactly.
Okay. Cool. Fun game.
I'm going to confirm it's not artwork, just to eliminate that. Okay. This is like Survivor, essentially.
Okay, that was the guess for that day.
Okay.
Maybe maybe Sunday's episode will have
we'll
another,
another guess. We'll have to check and see. Tune in on Sunday.
We're excited for our... Daddy Cat is excited for our merch store. But please check out the link in our show notes to go and buy whatever your heart desires. And obviously, we love all the feedback. Let us know. This is our gift to you, your gift to us. It's a mutual gifting situation.
It's a good way to do it, yeah.
It's a good way to do it. So let us know what you guys think, and thanks for your patience.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.